and it's a regular home, all over that place. You never heard of something like the most impressive thing I ever saw. Mm. And they do that for about 40 minutes, 30, 40 minutes. And then they would have a meeting. And the way the program was made up, they'd get all these, they'd give out a chapter in the Bible the day before to all the members and tell them to write what they thought their impression of that scripture meant to them in their personal lives. Then they would take all these and go and run through them and heard that committee to do it. And they'd pick out the ones they liked, they thought was best. And that would be the program. They'd make these Koreans get up there and read their sojum, they call them. Some of them couldn't speak English and they have to have an interpreter. But that would be the program.
Right.
And most impressive. And they called Sarah their shepherd. And they were her sheep. We never saw nothing like it. Well, we stayed on for 2 or 3 days. And they gave us the keys to a nice car and told us to ride up and down the river. And we did. We took the car all right and did some sightseeing. And the fruit was in season up there. Peaches were just getting ripe. And my man, you could find to get those peaches on the, there's little vendors along the roadside, and you could stop. Yeah, I kill myself eating peaches. Yeah. Well, we had it very enjoyable. Now, Sarah's been back to Korea now. She's come back to this country again. We've called her back, and she's getting ready to have another conference somewhere. And she won't come home. She calls us every now and then and talks to us. We've been trying to get her to come see us for 6 months. She's been back about 6 months. She's promising, yeah, I'm coming, but she's busy. She's teaching the Bible. She's got a class she's teaching, and she's a wonderful girl.
Did she get her schooling in Mississippi?
Got her schooling here and at Mississippi, at the girls' school over Columbus. Mississippi.
The University for Women?
University for Women. And then she went to the Biblical Seminary in New York, and also the seminary at Richmond, Virginia. She's well educated. Then she's going to Peabody.
Where's her?
In Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, show you what kind of person Sarah is.
She had a...
She was in Nashville. Peabody, and she went around to, she had a car. She went around to pick up another missionary. They were going to a church meeting. And when she got out of her car, a nigga grabbed her behind him, dragged in some undergrowth. And she fought him like a tiger and of course she called for help. And a man heard, a boy heard her, but he was now a law himself. Mm. And he wouldn't go to her rescue, but he went to the phone and called the police. Police got there and shot the man. He was running, but they didn't catch him till the next day. He broke every bone in that girl's face. I didn't know him when I got up there. Most horrible thing. But he fought her, she fought him, she pulled her shoe off, and she worked on him with her shoe, and he didn't rape her. He almost, but he didn't. I got a nephew, Dr. Wynn Greenwell, he flew us up in his plane. And they did such a wonderful job on, the plastic surgeon did such a wonderful job that you can't hardly tell it. She got just a little bit of cast and one eye, you don't notice it. It was just a wonderful job.
That's wonderful.
And to show you what a wonderful girl she is now, after she got well and everything,